Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 21:1-14. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 21:1-14. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I am going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We will go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Let us reflect on the theme restoration and calling. Restoration and calling. This passage beautifully illustrates Jesus' post-resurrection appearance to his disciples, emphasizing two key aspects. The first is the Lord's guidance in fruitless endeavors. The disciples were experienced fishermen, but they spent the entire night catching nothing. It wasn't until Jesus directed them to cast their nets on the right side of the boat that they saw success. This moment serves as a metaphor for our own efforts in life and ministry. Without the Lord's guidance, our efforts can often feel fruitless. When we listen to his direction, we can see abundant blessings and outcomes beyond our expectations. The second is Jesus' provision and fellowship. Upon returning to shore, the disciples find that Jesus has prepared breakfast for them. This act of service is a powerful reminder of Jesus' role as provider and his desire for intimate fellowship with us. He cares for our physical needs and seeks to spend time with us, nurturing our relationship with him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you feel you are fishing without success? How can you seek Jesus' guidance in these areas, trusting in his direction and timing? Number two, reflect on the times when you have experienced Jesus' provision and fellowship in your life. How can you cultivate a deeper awareness of his presence and care in your daily activities? Gracious Lord, we thank you for your constant guidance and provision in our lives. Like the disciples, we often find ourselves toiling without result, caught up in our own efforts and plans. Remind us to listen for your voice and to follow your direction, trusting that you will lead us to abundance. Help us to recognize and appreciate the moments of fellowship and provision you offer us each day. May we always be eager to come to your table, ready for the nourishment and companionship you graciously provide. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.